Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It is Enter the Light on Thursday night, December 13th, 2018. And I'm Shannon Johnson, one of your hosts, along with Jan Drake-Bakke, Natasha Scott, and Ryan Adragna. And tonight, our discussion topic, we used a quote this evening, and it is, when someone leaves, it's because someone else is about to arrive, from Paulo Coelho. And first, I'll say a little bit about each of our hosts. We have Ryan Adragna. He is an energy healer in which he and his spirit team work from the fifth through the 12th dimensions, assisting you in physical, emotional, and spiritual healing in your life. We have Jan Drake-Bakke. She is a psychic certified psychic medium and also works on crime cases as well using her abilities. Her and her team are able to provide a safe space to explore what you need to know, may not be what you want to know. And then we have Natasha Scott, who is a happiness coach, a palm reader, and excellent at angel card readings. And Natasha has been expanding her abilities for several years. Her prime desire is working in the palmistry and the happiness coaching. And she's very effective with her readings and her messages from spirit. And I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years experience in the field. My team and I help to access what you need to know without hindering your soul contracts or your free will of choice. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
Welcome.
Hello.
Over here making tea.
Oh, good.
Yeah, did you bring enough for everybody?
No, sad to say, y'all are going to be on your own, but I have to have my tea. It's herbal tea. It's good for me.
I'm drinking mango juice.
Oh, God. It's like back in the 1980s, after I'm dating myself, when you caught chewing gum in class, the teacher goes, did you bring enough gum for everybody to chew?
Yeah, herb tea is perfect right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the ill bugs away because they're trying to catch me very hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for my headache, so... Excuse me if I'm a little bit off my game this evening.
Well, we are right in the middle of really, the weather has just upped itself quite a bit. So cold. We're cold now here in Las Vegas. And so, and imagine Shannon is in North Carolina? Or is it South Carolina? And
no,
it's
I'm
so
in
much
North fun. Carolina, right at the border.
Yeah. Right. So it's just so cold. Everybody over there on that side, and I can't even imagine it. So I understand. It just takes it out of you a little bit. So we have to really be careful and try to do everything we can to stay well. And all that preventative
stuff,
herbal teas, and I don't know. I'm into vitamin C. Those big wafers, they really taste good. I eat a lot of them, like three or four a day. And that helps. It's a lot, but it's keeping so far, knock on wood. I haven't had a cold yet. And so hopefully. But I also want to say blueberries are so good. I've been eating a lot of blueberries the last several years, and that helps too. They're really good for colds and flus.
Very
I have a dream that I was eating cookies with chocolate chips and blueberries. Ooh, that sounds good.
I'm like, who the hell makes blue
blueberry chocolate chip cookies, only in my dreams. That's a good idea. Ooh. I do wonder if it would work because I had the dream about it. Oh, that's neat.
Better than the dreams I've been having recently.
Uh-oh.
I've been dreaming all my molars are falling out. And I know that's
worry.
Significant. I have to look in my dream book, but...
That's worry, Shannon.
I don't often
worry.
Remember my dreams, and the last three nights it's been the same damn dream, and it's not my front teeth, it's my molars of waking up, and they just start crumbling out. So...
Wow.
I'll look that up later.
Yeah.
I know it's one of those insight ones, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of those metaphorical dreams. I just wish that when we dream, our guys would just shoot us right between the eyes and say, this is what it is. It's not metaphorical. This is what it means, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to get out my code of books to decipher dreams. I'm not a fan of that. It's like, what? why am I?
Usually I'm off someplace else, having
yeah.
a very intense. If I get to remember them, but yeah.
Well, you know what they say
weird.
The trick to remembering dreams is I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on the radio show is to try not to move a muscle when you wake up, but everyone moves. If people can learn to stay still, then you have a tendency to remember your dreams. And I had
mm-hmm.
a nightmare last night. I'm like, holy cow, that wasn't funny. What's that?
No, I was just going to say, you can keep a book. I keep a notepad and pen right by my bed, right there, so that I can get it immediately if I, you know, when I wake up.
No, if I have a nightmare, I'm springing out of bed. I don't want to remember it.
Yeah. isn't it neat when you come out of a nightmare, though, and it's over, and you go, oh, my God, I'm so glad that's not true. You know what I mean? When you wake up from it. And go, oh, it's not really real, you know? It's not real?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only good part about the nightmare.
Yeah, I don't sleep through the night. So, for me, it's a little weird.
You mean right now or normally?
Normally.
Yeah.
I wake up anytime I have to change positions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
something that I have trained myself to do over the years due to the condition of my cervical neck because I have woken up way too many times in screaming pain from sleeping in a wrong position or turning wrong in my sleep. So now I don't roll over like a normal person in their sleep, rolls and moves.
Mm-hmm.
I literally wake up in order to change positions and
yeah.
then go back. So, and then I used to get visited so much at night that I couldn't sleep. So
mm-hmm.
I ended up putting strong boundaries around my bedroom and around my sleep to make sure that I was physically getting restorative sleep. So I only remember dreams every now and then, and it's usually when my guides are like, this is something really significant that you need to remember. And a lot of times it's spirit work that I'll end up remembering pieces of. Like one time we were working on DNA codes. I'm not scientific, but we were changing the DNA codes in a bunch of people.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I've woken up crying because we were rewriting a life plan for someone, and I was just like, this is too difficult. This is just too, no, this isn't right. We shouldn't be writing this. And, you know, for me, if I remember it and it's happening consecutively over a couple of nights, then I know I have to pay attention because there's something very core information that I need to pay attention to. So.
Mhm.
Let's see.
All right.
That's really hard.
Well, I know I'm not pregnant, so that's not one of them. I was just looking at teeth, and it says in a woman's dream, if the teeth are swallowed, this can signify pregnancy. Yeah, no, not me.
Do you wear a mouth guard at night, or by chance?
I used to.
Yeah, I used to, too, and I hate when I go to the dentist because they're like, forensic pathologists are like, Ryan, do you wear a mouth guard? I'm like, yeah. They're like, she looks at me and she goes, you're full of crap. You don't wear a mouth guard. You have it, but you don't wear it. I was like, so I don't lie to my dentist anymore.
Let's see. Teeth falling or coming out easily indicates we are aware of going through some form of transition similar to that from childhood to maturity or maturity to old age. Well, okay.
You will go
I guess
there.
I'm accepting my maturity.
Well, speaking of change and going through old age, should we talk about the theme for tonight by chance? Or
yeah.
Do we want to get rolling on that?
Yeah.
Who wants to start? Who wants to start? I'm not dropping any names. Who wants to start, Natasha?
Okay, I'll start. All good. All good in the hood. I really like Mr. Coelho, his quote, when someone leaves, it's because someone else is about to arrive. And I think we can apply that to people. We can apply it to jobs. Countries, cities, if we have to move or anything or want to move, it's just new situations in general. And I think our angels and guides always want us to take the next step, but we're such, we like our routine. We're very much routine type of creatures. And then when it comes to people, whether it's a partner or losing a parent or anything like that, we also have a very difficult time with that because, well, with parents it's harder because you just have one mom and one dad usually. So when they're no longer here, they are no longer here. But that doesn't mean that someone around you doesn't somehow take that role on by their wisdom and by the way they care about you. Like my mom has a friend. Both her parents are not alive, and she calls my mom, Mom, and my sister passed away in 2014. So I think, you know, my mom misses her daughter, and I think she gets this, like, surrogate daughter, and I think that's comforting. So I really do think the universe always gives us something else to work with, but if someone is in a really low vibration with grief and sadness, anger, everything else, they will be blocked from seeing what's around them. They won't see it properly. That's what I think about that. What do you guys think?
That's interesting. I think so too. I'm just going to say a little bit before the other ones. When I've had all these losses with family members and stuff, there's been such so many people who filled the spaces of them, and so I've been really lucky, and I'm grateful to all these people who filled in the spaces for my brother, my mother, and my dad. So I have they've all been filled, you know, and so I agree with that. When people leave, the door is open, and if we're, like you said, Natasha, if we're open with I don't want to say humbleness, but with a open heart, we do get positivity back into our life again, and at least it's happened for me, so I'm just really glad about that. That's all I wanted to say about that.
I think it's a really good way to look at the changes that happen when people are coming and going in your life. I know it can be friends that you had forever, but then, you know, they're not around as often or you don't hear from them anymore. A loved one, a relationship that comes to an end. And like you said, even in your job, your home, your pet that passes away or leaves you, these are all different ways that are opening up the door for the next adventure, the next connection, the next person that is going to either bring something new, or perhaps you're the one bringing something new in through the door. And sometimes it's just leaving the space open so that we explore for ourselves. And you never know what that's going to end up drawing in, whether it's a person or a move to a new location or a vacation that you never thought you would do, but now all of a sudden the opportunity is there. Friends that might walk in that you didn't know, and you never would have met these people otherwise if the others hadn't have walked away, or perhaps it's you doing the walking away. It's part of the cycles. It's part of the challenges and the cycles of life, just like seasons. We all have them. It's just how open you are to receiving in the moments that they're available.
Yeah.
Ryan?
Definitely. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to change, I don't know how much more I can add to this. Change means shaking the status quo from a vibrational frequency standpoint, if we want to get to the technical side of things. But my guess is the audience is mixed callers of technical and artists and left brain, right brain thinkers. But because I'm an engineer, I'll go into the technical side because I can't paint worth a crap. But as an engineer, as an analytical mind, change is, you're shifting, you're physically shifting your vibrational frequency from one modality to the other modality. And that can be tough to do, because it requires energy, it requires force, it requires momentum, and it requires acceleration. Mechanical engineering, that's what I went to school, I've been a mechanical engineer. And that's shifting energies is also changing energies, and that's not something that's easy to do, because when you look at your cars today, they're mostly automatic transmissions. Motorcycles are the manual transmissions, or some cars are stick shifts, but that's not a good analogy to use. When it comes to doing any type of change, whether it be in your love life, whether it being a move or a job change, whatever, it's a shift. You're physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually shifting from one modality to the other modality, and sometimes it can be smooth, sometimes it's not smooth. What if you missed the gear? What if you didn't throw the clutch in? What if you stalled the motorcycle? Life happens, and those are lessons and experiences that we all go through, I don't know if there's any much more I can add to this, just besides that. When we're, this is a spiritual show, And when it comes to shifting, the idea being that we're all light workers here, we're trying to upgrade our vibrational frequencies up to the fifth dimension and shift upwards, and that requires a little bit of a shift, a little bit of change. It's not easy, and that even boils down to the food we eat. I mean, people have to start shifting or changing what they eat on a daily basis. You know, there are certain foods that people just can't eat anymore. You know, and the reason why I mention that is because I work on a lot of people, and after I work on them, I tell them, I said, hey, you have to avoid this, that, and other thing in your diet. I just make a note of it. I tell them, and then they're like, okay, yeah, okay, oh, whatever. And then I get a call from them or a PM from them a week later said, oh, boy, you're right, because I was in the Hurt Locker. So they believe me, but they didn't. So to err is human, and to trial, and to be willing to change the status quo is something that we all go through in the human experience, and people just need to understand that status quo no longer works. Whether you have a healing or a reading, you're like, okay, the old way of doing things does not work anymore. Now we need to change. Now we need to shift our thinking. I can't go to McDonald's anymore. I can't go to Burger King. I can't go to, you know, Chipotle. I'm not picking on any particular chain of restaurants, but I can't do this or the other thing anymore. Or I can't see this person anymore because this person has not changed with me. They're of a different vibrational frequency. They're still moping and groping around. And I just can't deal with them anymore. Or this place I live in, I just don't feel good about being in this place. So change evolves a lot. And I think for some it's a contract. Some it might be an experience. I mean, you know, that's the last kind of my take on it. And you have to have intuition to know the difference between the change of what you're going through. Is it associated with a contract or experience? And you know, that's the beauty of being incarnated on this earth right now, is sometimes you have to blood, sweat, and tears it out to figure it out. But when you get through, you're like, wow, that was tough. I don't know if I want to do that again. So I don't know. That's kind of my little take on it, anyways.
So, that's great.
You know. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so.
The other thing, it's a two-step process, though. It's to, like, keep your heart open so you can see what is coming in for you. And then the other thing I was going to say was the second step of that is just having faith that the next thing will come in for you. Because people will stress so much if someone's leaving their life, like a friendship or something, whatever it is. They don't really have faith that someone else will come in. They just see that this is going to be an empty place now or an empty spot in their life.
Yeah.
And they'll feel like a victim. They'll feel helpless. They'll feel rejected. Instead of seeing the universe is taking this away because something so much better is going to come in for you. This person actually is no longer vibrating at the same vibration that you're at. You're evolving and you need to find, you don't even find them. They'll be brought to you. So that's, like, I find online dating pretty ridiculous because I don't believe you ever find when you're looking. I think you find when you least expect it. So I think online dating goes against nature, damn it.
Well, so the spirits collide when they meet each other. Oh, honey, I'm on the radio right now. Bye. You just called right now. It's okay. But spirits collide. They just come into each other when they're supposed to.
And there's
exactly.
nothing you can do. You can't stop it. It's meant to be. They are meant to do that when they're supposed to meet at a certain time. And so I do really believe in that so much. And because it's happened to me before, and it's continuing to happen. And so, but So I'm just gonna go with the poetry then. Is that okay? Should I start it now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
And just want to say that my poetry is up for grabs for songs and videos and events, whatever people might want to have it for. And I am working hard at trying to sell some of my poetry for songs. And I send them to lots of people. And so anyway, I do that. But I also write poetry because I do it also to help myself, because it helps me spiritually and it helps a lot of people. And so it's not just trying to make a song. I enjoy doing it to help people because it does a lot. So anyway, I have a bunch of poems that are kind of incidental and that I just kind of went through and picked that may or may not have anything to do with our theme. And this one's called Unicorn. And it goes, some days are unforgiving. Some are just plain forlorn. Some give us joy. Some are full of poem corn. Some days are waiting to be better. Some are great in the norm, in the morn. Some give us havoc until I met a unicorn. This one's called Speak Peace. Speak peace to our enemies, then peace will be with them. Pray peace to our foes, as peace will be blessed on them as a precious gem. And this one goes, it doesn't matter if we fit in perfectly with others. It only matters that we found them. And this one goes, we don't always please everyone, and not everyone likes us, and some are in competition with us. We don't even know it until later, and some don't know us at all and judge, and some judge anyway. And then there are those who don't judge and like us or love us, and we love them, and so that is where we stay. And this one's called Divine Artwork. Let the light shine from your soul, your body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. You are brilliant colors. You are beyond measure. And this one's called A New Song. This may go with the theme. It goes, we blend into a new song, our hearts of a kind. Some of us didn't think we belonged, but we are still of one mind. There was silent pain in every breath, a heavy atmosphere. It was death. Now we blend into a new song with hearts of a kind, those who touched us deeply with tears to remind. Fly, music, fly. Love can be a soft melody in the wind or strong rhythms in the sky that kiss us with a rainbow as we sigh. And this one's called Earth Angel. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new year, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself. Remember, all is well. This one's called A Magic Flower. A magic flower in my eye, holding my tears as I cry. The thing about love is that it never dies. It just changes form and starts new ties. A magic flower I give to you as new eyes see love in your view. The thing about love is that it will never lose. It just changes form and starts new curlicues. And this one's called The Journey. Still some of the same words. A journey inward to the center of this dream. When do I wake up? I just want to scream. The thing about love is that it never dies. It just changes form and starts new ties. And this one's called To See. When we see, it is part of you, part of me. The challenge is to see without judgment or disarray, but with a third eye of wisdom and sincerity, revelation and clarity. Then all is okay. To see the spirit into the soul, not just the outer layer, that is my goal. To see beauty from within and without, of colors that shine all around, there is no doubt. To see you, to see me, we join in peace. We are free. And the last two are, one is called An Angel Is Near. Sometimes when we feel so badly, the time is slow, but it will pass. An angel is near, so be glad. You will get through this earth class. And this one's called When We. When we believe, angels are near. When we trust, God takes away our fear. When we pray, it gives way to miracles. When we surrender, we become more durable. When we forgive, the universe conspires to our well-being. When we love, the Creator pours its divinity on us in all directions. A time to sing. Yay! And that's the end.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. That was good. Thank you. That was good, Jen.
Thank you.
I say this a million times. It takes me months and months and months to come up with you right, to come up with what you write in like 5 seconds. It just blows my mind.
Thanks, Ryan. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it just, it somehow, some of them do come in seconds and some of them don't, but some of them, you know, are just okay and some of them are better than others. But anyway, yeah, it's just, it's a, since my mom died that I started writing, and that's when it all, I think that portal kind of opened up there and I just started writing.
Mm. Yeah, no good stuff.
You know.
Oh.
Thanks. Thank you. So,
yeah, are we ready to do some callers?
Yeah.
I'm in the fog over here.
Get Shannon a cup of coffee.
Oh, it's not coffee. It's a headache.
It's a cup of decaf. You know, my went down to Florida a couple weeks ago, and my mom had that instant coffee called Nescafe, whatever. That old powder coffee, you heat the cup of coffee, heat the water in the microwave for you know, a minute or two, then you put that powdered coffee in there.
Yeah.
I used to, I was like, holy cow. I have like, it took me back to my childhood 30 years ago. I'm like, man, that stuff tastes not too good. So, yeah. I don't know where I'm going with that, but anyway, let's get going.
Oop, we got,
okay.
Cool.
All right, let's roll into 631.
Hello.
Hi, 631.
Hello.
Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hi, Suzanne in Long Island.
Hello.
You have a question for the panel?
Can I ask for like a reading about something?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When do you see a significant other coming into my life?
Have what?
When do you see a significant other coming into my life?
I can go first, everybody, if you want me to.
Okay.
So, Suzanne, have we talked to you before? Oh, my gosh, I recognize your voice. Is that Suzanne we know? Are you the Suzanne we know?
I don't know.
Okay. It doesn't matter. But Long Island is, we know Long Island because that's, I say this every time, that's where my mom was born. Anyway, as soon as you start speaking, the dolphin is coming right in to you. So I see a dolphin for you, and you know, that signifies water, water's emotions and stuff like that, and flowing and having fun and taking minutes every day to meditate and playing music and having fun. That's what dolphin is. Also, dolphin is about breathing, taking nice deep breaths and relaxing and smiling and you want to clear things up with everyone around you. You know, clear up all the conflicts and tension and communications. They help in communicating.
So they're so wonderful as when it comes to like intuition and psychic and telepathic stuff and all that stuff, and just having a lot of fun and playing. So that may be what you need in your life, is to enjoy yourself, start playing more, start taking things more lightly, start taking nice deep breaths, relaxing, and just allowing more fun for yourself. Allow it for yourself. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's when life, you know, I need to do the same thing. So I feel like I'm talking to myself here. Like, breathe, you know. Breathe, take some breaths, and just go, ooh. And Ryan has that cool breath thing that he does. And just enjoy yourself. That's the main message. Just enjoy yourself. Things will start coming to you easier. And if you're the Suzanne, I'm going to look, while the others are talking to you, I'm going to see if this one person is coming in that I've seen before for you, and I feel like I'm seeing him again. So I'm going to pass it on and see if I can see this person, and I'll tell you more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Natasha or Ryan?
I pulled some angel cards for you, and I got intention and friendship. So basically with the intention, you want to set the intention for what you would like to create, and you obviously would like to create a partner coming in. And then I'm seeing the friendship card, so I'm wondering if you're going to meet this person through your friends, doing social activities. Would that make sense to you? Are you going out and meeting new people with your friends?
I met one person. You know, maybe I can start to go out more.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, that it comes in that way. And then just, you know, work on taking care of yourself and just having fun with yourself and appreciating yourself, because you're going to draw in a higher level person. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, Suzanne, it's Ryan calling. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, as far as your question about relationships, it's important because I'm reading your energy fields right now, and you have seven chakras, okay? And you can look this up on Google, whatever. I'm feeling your chakras are stuck pretty much from your fourth, from your fifth all the way down to your root. So you need to get yourself a chakra attunement, get yourself healed. But more importantly, and it's kind of like the background white noise going on, but more importantly, what I would recommend you do, Suzanne, when you wake up in the morning, tell yourself that you love you, okay? Self-love is very, very important. And like that comedian, that star on TV, that drag show star. Yeah, you familiar with RuPaul? Are you there, Susan? Suzanne?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you familiar with RuPaul, that Hollywood star?
Yes.
Okay, he has a... RuPaul has a famous quote on his TV show that he hosts with drag queens and what, and his famous quote is, "How are you gonna love someone if you can't love yourself?" So, what I want you to do is learn to love yourself first, okay? Be in love with yourself, and that's not being egotistical, okay? It's not being egotistical. It's saying, I love me for who I am. And that's the theme of tonight's show. It's about change. It's about shaking the status quo. I bet you dollars and donuts when you wake up in the morning, you don't go to the mirror and you say that to yourself. I want you to learn to do that. Shake the status quo of your energy field, of you, of who you are, and begin to love yourself for who you are. Because when you begin to love yourself, then you can begin to love others, and your relationship or anybody who you're looking for will become attracted to you, okay? Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
A little deep. Okay. All right, so when you start, and just take baby steps, okay, the idea of being in love with yourself is fan-dam-tabulous. And once you do that, and then people are going to be looking at you like, wow, look at that woman. And you're going to attract the same, okay? And it's going to ebb and flow like water going down a drain spout. But right now you're blocking yourself because you have a hard time with self-esteem and self-image and this, that, and the other thing. And I want you to discard those old beliefs and just say, I love me for who I am. I love me for who I am, and I care about me. Okay? And then I think when you do that, and it's not going to be like a light switch where you flick on and say, oh, I'm magically there. It'll be a little bit of a process of integration for you, okay? It'll probably take a couple of weeks or whatever, but as you gradually get in the groove of things, Suzanne, I think you'll find that you'll be hopping and skipping along and saying, I feel great knowing that I love me for who I am, and once I love me, then the magnetic attraction of the universe will come right to you, and then you'll find what you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then finally, just to help you kind of nudge along, get your chakra spinning and balancing. And like I said, you're kind of clogged from your fifth down to your first. So I want you to work on grounding and clearing your energies. Take some Epsom salt baths. Get yourself black hematite, black tourmaline, clear quartz, whatever you feel most comfortable with. They're all good grounding and clearing energies and energetic crystals. And do that, and don't forget to hug them trees outside, because you can transmute your any negative energies that you pick up throughout the day to Gaia, and flush yourself clean, and you gotta do that every day. I do it every day. Well, I don't take a salt bath every day. That's kind of annoying. I'll do it like once a week, because Epsom salt is not cheap. So, you know, but you have to think about that and just take care of yourself. Take care of your energy field, because it's a little bloated right now, through no fault of your own, because you're an empath and you take on a lot of people's emotions naturally. You've done that your entire life.
Yep.
And also my sixth chakra, which is your third eye, is kind of pulsating a little bit. So I want you to think about your mediumship abilities, okay? Which is that chakra is your bridge to the spirit world, and you've been thinking about your psychic abilities for quite some time, but you've been ignoring them. So I want you to. What's that?
Yeah, you're right.
Here's a little book, and I'm not a book reader, but this was a good book. This book is called Ghosts Among Us by James von Prague. And this kind of describes his journey. Don't let the title fool you. Have you read it yet?
No.
Get it on Amazon or Kindle. It's $12. Get it through your local library. It's been out there for quite a while. It describes his journey as a medium from when he first started till now. He is so rich, he doesn't do readings anymore. And, you know, the guy's good, he's legitimate, but he offers a lot of tips, tools, and tricks. Not tricks, tips, tools, and just ways to go about going through life. Because being a psychic medium, you always have to protect yourself. Suzanne, you can't go out willy-nilly channeling for people or doing readings without first protecting yourself. And you have
well, I don't
to do
any readings.
for that. I'm not psychic.
Yeah, you're a light worker. I beg to differ. You may not know you are right now, but let's hear from you 2 years from now.
What's a light worker?
A light I'm a light worker. Natasha is, Jan is, and Shannon is. We're all light workers, as you are too. A light worker is a fancy way for saying you are a medium, or what they called back in the day a psychic, or you're an energy worker. You have the ability to tap into the higher vibrational frequencies of the spirit realms and talk to spirits, see orbs, talk to long lost dead Uncle Fred on your mother's side.
Ew, I don't want to do that. I don't know.
Well, he's probably tapping you on the shoulder right now. You know, you never know, you know. Well, I just, see, when you say, I don't want to do that, well, then you wonder why, you know, you just acknowledge the fact that, your mediumship abilities, they're coming up abreast. So I just encourage you just to take it nice and slow, okay? Don't be afraid of it. All right. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, it was just weird what you said about the chakras, whatever. I just had this man that I liked for a while, and he keeps saying, you're not good enough to be my girlfriend, just a friend. So I just said goodbye to him today. I said, yeah, I'm done with you. I'm not that desperate.
Aw.
Well, you know what? That guy's a narcissist, that I can tell you. You know what a narcissist is, right?
Yeah, he just thinks of himself.
A narcissist is the exact opposite of an empath. You're an empath, he's a narcissist. I mean, that a narcissist is the type of person that they don't show any emotions. They're just not. Well, I shouldn't say they're not nice people. They play this place that we're on called Earth is like the play, a master play of. We all take parts. His soul in this lifetime chose to be a narcissist. In this lifetime, your soul chose to be an empath. So if he goes, you're not good enough for me, that's fine. Just walk away from him. But he's going to want to expect you to crawl back on your hands and knees to him because he's going to think that's funny. So do yourself a solid and walk away. Hey, you know, Suzanne, you got a heart of gold. You're a nice soul. You're an empath. But you don't need this guy in your life. He's going to do nothing but hurt you, okay?
Yes, I know.
All right. So with that, I'll pass to Shannon.
Okay.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Congratulations. You did really good standing up for yourself and not accepting someone's treatment that was lesser than what you deserve. So Spirit is standing here saying, congratulations, you did well breaking it off with this gentleman because you deserve someone who thinks the world of you and that you feel the same way.
Yeah, I just told him that.
Yes. So they're wanting to acknowledge that, and they're very proud of you for standing up for yourself and what your needs are and not sacrificing yourself just for someone else's ego. As far as a significant other coming into play, excuse me, and they keep showing me the number 6, which for me would mean June. And I can't. Do you ever go into the city, into New York City?
No, I really don't like New York City.
Okay. They keep showing me a girls' outing. Not within your area, though. So the first one I thought of was because they kept showing me a larger city than what is in Long Island, so I thought it was New York. But it might be one in the surrounding areas. But it does feel like summertime, and you're fully enjoying being single and having fun.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna.
You're not
I'm
right
to the
now.
I'm gonna go online and just
this is what,
for anyone. God.
No, and this is what their message is to you. This is the potential coming into play. So they're saying right now is about healing your heart and healing your emotions towards some of the past relationships that you've had that have been significant in your life over the winter season. This is a really good time to do the self-exploration. And as you do this, becoming more active with friends that are really solid with you, that are, and it doesn't matter if it's only one or if there's more than one, but really getting into that communication of thoughts and emotions and start exploring new adventures for yourself that are things that you love to do. And it's going to help the alignment with this meeting to happen, which does look like it is through some friends that you end up getting introduced to this gentleman. And they do keep showing me flip-flops and the number six. So for me, that puts it around June, or right in that shift of weather change from spring into summer.
I know. I'm tired of hearing, oh, go bowling, go work out. I've done all that stuff. My one friend just went into a supermarket the other day and met a man, and now they're dating. I mean, I want that kind of thing to happen.
And it can happen. It can happen. But the message that we're getting from Spirit is really about you finding joys that you like, whether it's reading a book, going to the library,
I've done all that.
A park that you happen to like. It's not about, you know, having to go to dating sites or going to clubs or anything like that. They're talking about inner joy, things that make
yes.
you shine.
Mm-hmm.
These are the areas to explore while you also work on healing and releasing some of the past relationships that have left emotional scars, so that you see the beauty within you. And the more, and I swear this looks like a shopping trip. I mean, it is just like, I keep seeing.
You only go on a shopping trip? No, I had two friends who just 1 minute at 7-Eleven, met at a Kohl shopping center. I don't want to have to keep just sitting there waiting or going online. How come other people find them when they're just hanging out in
the
store?
They find them when they're
I'm
not
already
looking
healed.
For them.
I want somebody to eat dinner with.
Can I just interject real fast, Shannon?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Suzanne, you are the Suzanne that we know.
Okay.
That's why, Suzanne, the dolphin has come in to lighten you up. You're burnt out on the whole scene. And the last year, or even longer than last year, you were saying basically the same thing. So what you would need to do here is lighten you up a little bit and start laughing and start enjoying yourself and start feeling good about yourself and getting a fresh viewpoint, because I know how you feel. Things just go day in, day out, day in, day out, and it never changes. And I totally get it, because that's how I feel about my health. Oh, my God. It never changes, and it never gets better, blah, blah, blah. And I do all these things, and it's like, how is it ever going to change? Well, I'm just going to have to go, okay, I'm going to change now because I want to get well. Boom. I have to. I want to. And I have to change my attitude, and I have to start thinking light and start having fun and start laughing, and I put on TV shows now that make me laugh, and I go places where people are laughing, and I'm around people that are laughing, and we're having fun, and all that kind of stuff, and take nice deep breaths in, and start enjoying this life, you know what I mean, whether you have a man or not. that's not going to identify your whole life. It will be nice if you have that partner, of course, because we all want that soulmate. But once you start enjoying yourself now without that person, that is when it's going to happen, because they will be attracted to that energy. And I did see a guy for you coming in. I've seen it all along for you. Maybe you met him already, but the guy that I'm seeing is a really light-hearted fellow. He's bouncy. That's what I see. I see this bouncy guy, because he's going to be able to bounce off of your energy, and that's what you need, someone who can do that and lighten it up a little bit. And what I hear is that you don't need to worry too much about what type they are. You know what I mean? Like, don't put in too many, like, they have to be this, they have to be that, they have to be that, because I don't think you're going to get what you think you should get. I think you're just going to get somebody completely not like that at all, because that's what I hear. And that's going to be great. And they look a little bit younger to me, actually, too. And he's got dark hair, as far as what I'm seeing. Shorter, dark hair. And anyway, the other thing that they said here is, I lost my train of thought. But anyway, you've got so much going for you. I agree with what everybody said about you. You've got so much going for you. Just take a deep breath and just relax and just know in your heart, have faith that this is going to happen for you, that it's meant for you. Know it. You know what I mean? When you know it, it'll be there. That's just meditate on that you know that you're going to be fulfilled. It's going to happen. That you, in fact, you could say it out loud. I am with my partner now. Put it in the now space. Like, that's what I do with my health. I am well. I am healed. I am fully healed. You know what I mean? And that's going to bring it. That's going to make the universe bring it all in. And so I know it's going to happen for you, because I've heard other people say it for you too. And this particular guy, I know it's very painful to go through what what just happened to you. I'm glad that you told him to go on. You don't need it. That's just a learning. Think of it as a learning. What did you learn from that? What do you take from that, what you like and what you don't like, and use it for the next situation? You know what I mean? And carry on. You're going to do it. I see it in you. I see it. But you just have to, like me, you have to sort of like let it go a little bit. Take the pressure off of it and just go, okay, I'm ready. I'm open. You know, lighten up, breathe, lighten up. You know what I mean? So, I hope you, please call us back. I'm really interested in how this is going to work out, because I think it is. You know what I mean? I want it to happen for you.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and we are going to go to 917. Hi, 917, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Anna. I'm calling from New York.
Anya? Do you have a question for the panel?
Sorry, say that again?
You have a question for the panel?
Yes. I was wondering if you see any new opportunity coming up for me related to my work.
Okay.
What was your name again? I'm sorry. What was your name?
Anna.
Anna. Okay.
Okay.
Koala. Anna? Anna, this is Jan.
Sorry?
Oh, this is Jan, and I go in to tell you what the animal is so they have a chance to get your reading. And I'm seeing a koala bear. Koala.
Oh.
is what I see.
Yeah. Cute.
And does that remind you of anything, or are you familiar
with
them?
Sometimes people call my dog, he looks like a koala bear.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe that's what you're picking up?
It could be, because I not only did I see the koala, but I heard the words, too, in my mind.
Oh, funny. Yeah, that's great.
That's funny. Yeah.
That is.
So let's see if I can find it. You know what? I'm just going to have to go look it up here, because I don't see it in my books. But because it's more specific than just a regular bear. It's a different type of bear.
Right.
And let's see here. If anyone wants to go, because it's going to take me a few seconds to... Here, I found it. Oh, I found it. Okay. Yeah. So they say that watch your diet. Make sure that it primarily contains foods that are easily digested. Particularly emphasis on green vegetables, herbs, and herbal supplements. And they say before you have a glass of water, say a prayer of gratitude for the gift of water. Uh-huh. And they say to start relaxing and practice breathing and meditation, just like with the dolphin. And deep relaxation is what they really are saying here. And also, one of your assignments on Earth is to do whatever you can to clean up the waters, whatever that may mean to you. That could mean many things. And you need rest. Yeah, that's what koala is saying. Is reminding people to clean
something
up.
About
that
water.
Could be something about water, yeah. And but also it's a time of rest. They want you to rest and watch.
Yes.
The main thing about this is resting and watching your diet.
Okay, thank you.
And you're welcome. And water is a big thing with them.
Okay.
Drinking water, being around water, cleaning water, all that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Watching diet, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Natasha or Ryan?
I pulled some cards for you, some angel cards. I'm seeing the celebration card, I think. Basically, like, you're going to... Do you celebrate Christmas?
Okay.
What was that?
Okay.
Do you celebrate... Yeah, do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I think, you know, immerse yourself in that and enjoy that. Because after that, you're going to step into your power. Because I get the power card and I get the self-acceptance card for you, and you need to work on accepting yourself, because there are some blocks within you right now that's delaying the right job for you.
Okay,
so just find ways in I'm trying to think of what situation, just where you come into your own power, where you feel powerful.
Right.
Do you know where you feel like that?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to do more of that, and then just realizing that you're a perfect being just the way you are. You don't need to change for anyone else.
Yes.
Okay.
I know. I don't do that.
I don't know. Yeah. So... But other than that, yeah, I do see something coming for you in the new year.
Okay.
And I would say sometime in the first 6 months of the new year.
Okay, first 6 months. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Shannon or Ryan?
Go ahead, Shannon. Unless you want me to go
Hi,
first,
Anna.
Whatever.
Hi.
No, I'm okay. Hi. Have you considered relocating? Have you been thinking about it with the job?
Relocating. Job-wise, yes, relocating.
Okay. I keep seeing, being shown a job opportunity that will end up having a relocation within it.
Okay.
And I keep feeling like you end up moving closer to one of the coastlines if you're open to it.
Well, this job that I applied to is by the water, actually. Coast. When you talk about coastline, it's like right by the ferry. That's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very rare, but yeah, it's by the water.
Yeah, I keep.
And it's like beautiful.
Good.
I hope.
Yeah, because it feels like the opportunity is definitely going to move you from your current location.
Okay.
But it's going to allow some traveling back and forth.
Yes.
But I keep seeing you getting near the water, and it's going to be really important for you to get near water. Are you
and
a water sign?
And the first person also said about water.
Yes, the koala.
Yeah, the koala.
The water. Seems to be something around water for me, and cleaning,
yes.
Cleansing, and resting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the career, the job opportunity is going to end up bringing this in for you, which is going to end up helping areas in the personal life and in your own personal. They show me the inner journey into your heart.
Oh, that's,
once you get
very,
closer to the water.
Okay, well.
Water element's really strong
job.
With you.
Yeah, that's
so I'm not sure if you're more of a fire energy needing more water or if you're a water. What's your sign? Are you
well,
a water
I have
sign?
A lot of, no, I'm not. I'm Aquarius, but it's not water. I think Aquarius is air.
Aquarius is air, yeah. But air needs water.
Okay.
To balance.
Well, I'm going to be working. If they hire me, I will be near water.
Good. And I'm also being told if this particular opportunity doesn't come through, keep applying to similars that are going to get you closer to the water element because they keep showing you're needing the balance.
Okay, yeah, it would be
especially
great.
Especially for the personal side.
Okay.
Which only
yeah.
makes your career side flourish because they're showing it being hand in hand.
Yes, I want it to be hand in hand, yes. Career and personal
yes.
to be focus on the same so that I can do my own healing work as well within that.
Right.
So if they don't hire me, that's not the right place for me anyway, you know, because what I
exactly.
do is really, really good. What I do is really, really good,
yeah.
and it works. And if they don't like it, then they're not ready for me, you know.
Right.
That's how I'm
thinking. Spirit is very strong about even if it's not this one, then keep getting out there to similar opportunities to
yeah,
help you get
I really
this
want
relocation
this one,
to happen.
Yeah, but
it looks
you know,
really,
really
positive.
Yeah, but we can't
yeah.
put all our eggs in that basket, so I get that. I don't want to be disappointed if it doesn't work out. I get that, too. So we'll just take it easy, and we'll keep putting it out there, you know.
Anya,
yeah, it's definitely
questions?
In
yeah.
process for you. It's got several facets all linked together. It is happening. It's just a matter
okay.
of the when. So, and it's not that far off. You're not far off from it at all, but it's going to be very refreshing work is going to be a fun challenge, but this change with the relocation is really going to bring more harmony and balance for you. Okay?
Yes, I believe that. Thank you. I believe that.
Can I ask
that.
You a question?
Yes.
Does your year of birth end in a 2 or 3?
Sorry, my birthday?
No, like your birth year, does it end in a 2 or a 3?
Yes.
Yeah, you're in the Chinese zodiac, you are born in a water year.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's what Shannon was picking up on, just so you know. Good score, Shannon.
I want to ask you something. There was this woman I was working with.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
And, you know, I was telling her what I needed, and each time it was like a verbal session. I'm like, every time I got so frustrated with her, and I was like, what are we doing? We're just talking. We're not getting to the work. Was it the right thing to say that I don't want to go there anymore?
Yes.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, you just follow your intuition. If that's what your intuition is telling you, then that's correct.
Yeah, I was like, what am I, like, this is so frustrating. Week in, week out, I'm telling her I want to do the work, and then sometimes she does it, sometimes she doesn't. It's like a disappointment. It's like frustrating, and I don't want it to be a verbal session.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I said, this is enough. I've had enough of it. You know, even though she seemed really sweet and stuff, but I don't think she was able to really hear my needs, you know. It was more like she could listen really well, but she couldn't really hear me. My needs were like ignored all the time. You know, that's also not healthy for me.
And that has to do with the topic of the show tonight. You are moving on to something better.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
In every way,
yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
It's an exciting year for you.
Thank you. I can't wait myself.
Please call us back in, will you, Anna?
Yes, I will. I hope you guys are here every week or?
I'll
yeah,
do
every
a little
week.
Chip shot in.
Sorry?
Yeah.
I'll do a little chip shot in here because, hey, Anna, this is Ryan.
Yeah. Hi.
Kudos to you. You're the first caller in a long, long time where all your chakras are spinning in balance. There's no unwanted energies in your body right now, and this I'll tell you. Let your you call a spade a spade. You tell it like it is. Keep doing what you're doing. Your fifth chakra is just beaming. And employers like that. Employers like that about Anna. The fact that you don't bullshit anybody. You're a hard worker, and you give the truth right off the bat. And you give the good, the bad, and the ugly. But when you give the bad and the ugly, you come up with solutions and you fix them. So kudos to you. I'm very happy for you. You're going to go a long way. Does that
Thank
make
you.
Sense to you?
Yeah,
yeah
it's very
yeah, no
affirming.
Problem.
Thank you. Do you see me leaving from this job soon too?
Yeah. For you the grass is greener on the other side, and I'd love to hear. I think I speak for all of us. We'd love to hear from you in 6 months to a year from now. Let us know how you're doing. But once again, as I'm scanning your energy field, I'm not picking up any negative energies, emotional, physical, mental, or spiritual. The only maybe spiritual. The only thing I'd suggest you do is try to meditate a little bit more and listen to spirit. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Try because your mind goes a million miles a second, and
yes.
and you have a. I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but you have a tendency not to want to slow your mind down to a crawl and just say, ooh, sa. Do yourself a solid when you go to the East Coast, if you're going to go by the ocean, whatever, and just listen to the sound of the waves crashing up up against the beach. I don't care if you do it for 5 minutes or 5 hours. Just slow your mind down to a crawl and soak in spirit and say, all is well. You know, feel that warm sand mingling between your toes and get one with the divinity, okay? And
yeah.
I think you'll find what you're looking for. All right?
Thank you. Yep, thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. All right.
Thank you for calling in tonight, Anna. Definitely give us
thank
another
you,
call sometime.
Yeah, I will.
Bye.
Bye.
It's 3.
Okay, and on to 780. Hi, 780, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Jake?
Jay. Talked to you before. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing well. And how can we help you this evening?
Yeah, I just wondered, I've got I'm not sure what to do with a situation. I was at actually a candlelight vigil for deceased loved ones at a funeral home, and it was interesting because I've never been to one before like that. But what happens is that the people over there, they read names of everybody else, but didn't read the names of my mother and my best friend that passed on. And also, there's a lady there that I brought a jar with a candle in it. So I was going to light it for the candlelight ceremony, but they lit it for me. And then people were taking pictures of the altar and things like that. So I was really kind of surprised. In the process of writing a letter to them. So, I don't know what spirits are saying about that, but I'm just kind of like standing up for my own right now on that situation.
On the people or?
Yeah, well, the people there, so. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still trying to, like, I'm getting a lot of different animals. Gosh.
What kind of animals are you
getting? Well, I'm getting a horse. And an elephant and a really small one that I can't see. I don't know what it is, but it's some type of bird, maybe owl, but it's, I think the horse is more predominant. And I kept seeing like an outdoor area with waterfall, a outdoor waterfall in a grassy area. Like it would be a place. It's a real pretty place. And it's all green. It's very green there. Is anything like that around you? Because I keep getting green and a woman standing there in a nice dress. But it's... anyway.
Maybe just outdoors, probably. That's what it might mean.
Well, it was out. It's like an outdoors, beautiful place with a waterfall at a green grass area.
That's
let's see,
mom.
Horse. Yeah, and it's
That's
a and
mom.
I see a woman. That's his mom, isn't it? I thought so, Shannon, because
yes.
I keep seeing a woman there. Yeah, and she's like part of the green. She's part, but she's in a dress. But it's green and it's. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So it's your mom, but she looks beautiful. To tell you the truth, I the feeling I'm getting is thankfulness, love,
That's what I'm getting from her. Green, heart, a lot of heart feeling. Beauty, it's so much beauty is what I feel around her. And let's see. Let's go to the horse, though, and Shannon can talk more, I'm sure, about her. But that's nice that she came in like that right away in a beautiful atmosphere. So the horse says you're about to embark in an unexpected adventure and will have to move quickly once it's initiated. And it's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. And it's also a time to call upon stamina and strength to get you through an ordeal. You're much more powerful than you think you are. And this situation requires balance, sensitivity, patience, compassion, and a strong warrior energy, and also teamwork with your family and friends and community. That's what the horse is, that's what the horse typically, and also horse is very loyal to people once they've earned trust, but they like to wander and wander around, and they like to be very independent, and it's also a sign of taking a trip, going somewhere, they like personal freedom. That's one of their most biggest things. But travel is a big part of the horse, traveling to different areas. But I'm just so pleased that she came in because I feel such a positive vibe from her. It's amazing. So I think horse is the sense of freedom and stuff like that.
Okay. Yes.
And feeling more powerful than you think you are. You know what I mean? You have more say to this than you think you do. Strength in everything. And teamwork is the big thing here too with horse. So I'm going to leave you with that.
Okay. Thank you.
See what the others say.
Natasha or Ryan?
Hello?
I don't know what the question was. What's the question?
Well, I had a bad experience at a funeral. A Catholic ceremony at a funeral place. And, it wasn't really a lot of dignity in it, so.
Okay. But it was, the funeral was for your family members?
No, it was a candlelight vigil for people that passed on this year.
Oh, okay. And what were you wanting to know?
Well, spirit, I'm actually in the process of writing a letter to them, explaining what's happened or how I felt.
Right. So you just feel they mishandled how they did it? It was insensitive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I did pull some angel cards for you.
Yes.
So I guess definitely ties into what you're speaking of. The first card is divine timing. Second card, divine guidance. And the third card, truth and integrity. So definitely you should speak your heart and your mind for sure and explain how it could have been done better and everything that you're thinking about, so yeah, you should definitely pursue that.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I'm in Canada too. Where are you in Canada?
I'm in Alberta. Where are you?
Ontario. You're probably having some really cold weather.
Oh, really? It's actually really warm here, actually.
Really?
It's about 5. Pretty warm,
actually.
We're around
zero, which is mild so far.
Yes, that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Shannon or Ryan?
This is Ryan. Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Good for yourself.
The only thing I have for you is just I want you to protect your boundaries, okay? Because you're an empath, and you have because of that candlelit vigil, for whatever reasons, you picked up a lot of incoming negative energies, hence you're writing a letter and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know if you heard this on the on another call, but I need you to think about protecting your energy field. Do you know how to do that by chance?
Sometimes, yeah.
There are okay. Well, when you say sometimes, can you tell me what that means from your perspective?
Just through meditation.
Okay. Well, there's some physical things you can do too. Mm-hmm. You can take an Epsom salt bath. You can hug a tree. You can carry some crystals in your pocket. So I want you to explore those other avenues. Okay. Meditation's fine, but you get bombarded by a lot of negative energies, and your mood is reflected upon that. So, what I'm asking you, sir, is to please take care of yourself in your energy field, and make sure that your energy field is 18 inches from the core of your body. It's nice and tight. Sometimes it can get bloated like a hot air balloon. Sometimes you're able to shrink it back in when you can clear yourself. But do grounding and clearing techniques on a daily basis. I actually ground and clear myself many, many times a day. I have to, because I'm in the same club as you. I'm an empath. And when people go to Walmart or I go to these kind of like whatever you do when you go out and about, you get bombarded. And if you don't protect yourself, you're gonna get in the hurt locker. So I encourage you, Jay, to take care of yourself and just love yourself for who you are, and just know that the world isn't out to get you. Okay, you're a fine specimen of a human being. You're very, very sensitive. And I'm not going to spew out the crystals that you need to protect yourself. I just want you to do the research online. But find, and I have a bunch of crystals that I carry around in my front pocket all the time, and it helps absorb negative energies coming into my energy field, because I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. If we were perfect, why bother incarnating here, right? Mm. I mean, we're here to experience the trials and tribulations of the duality of love, which is the I am that I am. So, I want you to think about that, okay? If that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you much. Thank you much.
Please call us back,
Jay.
Won't you? Oh, sorry, Shannon. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. It's Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
So your mom is wrapping you around in a cloak of green. It's a very ornate coat, and it's representing healing and love. Because she's put on these gemstones that I see that are rose quartz, it looks like, all around the chest area of the cloak. And how Jen was picking her up of looking very healthy and young, she's gorgeous. Her energy and the representation she's using is just really, really beautiful. And what I'm hearing is that for you to know that no matter how far you go in life, she's always going to be walking it with you. All the highs and all the lows, she's going to be there. And you're going to feel her when you heal. She says it's okay. Take the time that you need because she understands how hard it is. Your brother, she wants you to know your brother is doing really well. He thinks this is kind of cool that he can zip around without having to think about it. She shows me like a picture of Peter Pan of your brother. That's the picture she's giving me, is like someone that would be playing Peter Pan, flying and zipping around here and zipping around there. But she wants you to know that even though you have lost them in the physical, you have not lost them. They are working with you, and your mom is going to continue to help guide you in your life. And she will be there celebrating with you at the times that bring you joy, and in the times when you are deep in thought. Oh, she shows you get into some really deep thinker stuff. She's there and trying to remind you to enjoy the moments. She knows she was there with you at the vigil. She said she didn't miss it. But you were really immersed in what everybody else was feeling around you, that it was very difficult for you to feel her presence. I'm hearing about there was a special place that you guys liked to go to when you were young, because she's showing me small boys, and I feel like this might be near water or fishing.
Did you guys
go fishing when you were little? Not real sure, because I keep feeling water and she's showing me little boys together and she's like kicked back in a chair. So I'm not sure if this is like a beach or a camp or some kind of outdoors activity. But she keeps bringing the image up in my mind and showing it to me. And she's saying all of the memories, every time you have those memories, she's there. And your brother is there. They're with you in those moments. And she wants you to remember that as you keep moving forward in life. Because she says sometimes you get into your deep thinker pose and you forget about those moments.
Yeah, it was actually my best friend, actually. My best, not my brother, but my best friend passed on. So, Yeah,
your relationship was like brothers.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty good. So.
Yeah. They also show me that the relationship between you and Hay is really like a brother bond in spirit. You two... are the frickin' frack of the group. Is how it's being put to me. So in your soul group, know that you and your best friend spend a lot of time together to the point that they call you frickin' frack. Which I find is very funny and mischievous together. And so he will also be assisting you in your life now and then. But he's the one that's going to be poking you about bringing the laughter more and having the fun. Because they both say you get in that deep thinker mode that you get a little stuck and you have a list of what you need to do. And they're saying that's when you need to stop, put the list down, and go have some fun. And every time that you're having fun and you think of them, they're having fun along too. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
She She's got a gorgeous energy, hon, and we're so sorry for your loss. But she is definitely making sure she walks beside you for the rest of the road. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye now. Take care.
Thank you much for the read.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay, guys. Can't see. Okay. All right. We are at the end of our show time. Dun, 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 dun. So if everybody would like to take a moment and share your contact information. I'm lucky I made it through tonight, guys. But we're good. So who'd like to go ahead and share their contact info?
I guess I'll start. So the callers can find me at healingthroughspirit.com, or they can send me an email, healingthroughspirit@gmail.com, or find me at Facebook, Brianna Dragna. Thank you.
Awesome,
okay,
Ryan.
This is Natasha. My website is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com. My email is palmreadingandhealing@gmail.com.
Jan?
My website is www.wefindourway.com, and I have a public page on Facebook, Jan Drake Bakke. And also on Twitter. I post a lot of poems on both places, and also I'm in the Channeling Eric website group.
Awesome. And I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator and medium. You can find me on my website at ladyastral67.wixsite.com, as well as on YouTube for several guided meditations, and I'm on Facebook. And to remind everybody, Sacred Embers channel has got 5 shows now weekly. Right? Are we at 5? Yeah.
Wow.
Losing count.
Holy cow.
So on Sundays, we have Love and Amazing Grace with DC Love and Barbara Reynolds. I forgot what time that one's at, but that's okay. On Monday night is Angel Antics with DC Love and Deb Tassie. On Tuesday night is Be Here Now with hosts Heather Filona and her guest hosts of the evening. And then on Wednesday night, we've got Divine Connections with Sue Delamonte, Lynn Bleasdale, and Jody Higgins. And then on Thursday night is Enter the Light with us, Jan Jake Bakke, Ryan Adragna, Natasha Scott, and me. And that's our show for tonight.
Thank you so much.
I made it.
Great job, Tanner. Really good job.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Thanks, guys. We will be here next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific. For our listeners, we greatly appreciate you. And we hope you all are enjoying the holiday season. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Goodbye.
Good night.